The St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. One protest escalates, others face crackdowns. I'm Dave Anthony.
The people unite.
That's at Yale University in Connecticut, where police showed up and an anti-Israel tent encampment was cleared. Arrests reported at UConn, and protesters have also been taken into custody this morning at the University of North Carolina. At Columbia University in New York City,
the occupation has got to go.
Some pro-Palestinian demonstrators took it to another level, taking over a building after midnight.
They brought in metal barricades and really enacted a human shield. The student newspaper, Columbia Spectator, reporting that students broke glass, covered internal cameras, and that they had the building locked down within minutes.
Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth, not far from Hamilton Hall. Fox's Brian Yenis is also there and has a statement just out from the university.
We have asked members of the university community who can avoid coming to the Morningside campus. Access to the campus has been limited to students residing in residential buildings on campus and employees who provide essential services to campus buildings, labs, and residential student life.
Well, those protesters occupying the building keep demanding Columbia divest from Israel, and they want amnesty for their actions. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler tells Fox,
this is impacting students all across the country, and it needs to stop immediately.
This morning, the U.S. Education Secretary faces questions about all the protests at a Senate hearing. Former President Trump's about to return to court in New York for more testimony this hour at his first criminal trial related to the 2016 election.
Back on the stand will be Gary Farrow. He is Michael Cohen's banker. He set up the shell company that Cohen used to pay off Stormy Daniels. Farrow's testimony is designed to start laying out for the jury the financial document trail the DA's office says that backs the 34 charges of Trump filing false business records all to try and hide his alleged affair with Stormy Daniels.
Fox's Eric Shaw. The former president claims he's being politically persecuted. America's listening to Fox News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
While those pro-Palestinian protests keep raging on college campuses in the U.S., talks continue in Egypt trying to end the war in Gaza, though Israel's prime minister has again vowed to invade Rafah to root out Hamas militants in that area of Gaza, something the U.S. warns against, fearing a lot more Palestinian deaths.
Officials from Hamas have reportedly left Cairo after mediated talks on Israel's plan for a temporary ceasefire. They're being urged to accept what Secretary of State Antony Blinken's calling an extraordinary generous proposal. No details officially, but British Foreign Secretary David Cameron told the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia that a 40-day truce is on the table and the release of potentially thousands of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for a few dozen hostages. Cameron urging Hamas, take the deal. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Four law enforcement officers are recovering in North Carolina the morning after they were shot and wounded. Four others were killed. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings tells Fox,
we've put on this uniform and we don't know if we're coming home, and the dangers that are involved in this uniform, putting this uniform on. And a situation like this brings it all to reality.
They were all shot by a man who showed up to arrest at a home in Charlotte. He was killed in the gun battle. In a statement, President Biden called the slain officers heroes and again advocated stricter gun control laws. On Wall Street, stocks could fall after yesterday's gains. Dow futures down more than 100 points. A dramatic end of the season for LeBron James and the LA Lakers. Knocked out of the NBA playoffs by Denver.
Murray to try to break the tie. No timeout by the Lakers. They got to go. James, a bump, a feed, a print shot. No! Zero's on the clock.
Denver, the defending champion Nuggets, beat LA 108-106 on TNT to advance. Oklahoma City also moves on to round two, completing a sweep of New Orleans. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Respiratory virus levels way down to the state. As respiratory virus season winds down, the overall respiratory virus level now minimal. All counties in the state at low level for COVID-19 hospitalizations. Total number of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state declining 22% for the week ending April the 20th. Rising tension at a pro-Palestinian protest on the University of Illinois campus being blamed for the cancellation of a 5K race. The race set to take place Friday at the Alma Mater statue on campus. Cancellation happened after all police signed to the 5K course were reassigned to assist with the incident on campus. Indiana man dead. It follows a crash last week in Champaign. Police say the victim riding a cycle Thursday night when he collided with a car at the intersection of University and 4th Street. He died at the hospital. The driver of the car cited at the scene for failure to yield to oncoming traffic. The crash remains under investigation. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. 806 ESPN 93.5. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Monitor your skin regularly and talk with your doctor if you notice any changes. For more information, go to carl.org/skin cancer.
A beautiful morning across East Central Illinois, Mr. Meteorologist. Yeah, he's Greg Solier. He's been watching this stuff. What are you seeing today, buddy?
Now, my friend, yeah, nice day's worth of dry weather, largely dry expected for the day tomorrow, and a couple of weakier type weather systems that still generate some rainfall across the air around here. So no real big windows for now. We'll try to expand those as we roll our way into the first week of May. And I'm sure a lot of heavier and more persistent runs at the fields with equipment in mind. Much needed, but still too wet, too soggy coming off those widespread 1 to 3+ inch rains our part of the Corn Belt, and even more so into the western complex where the drought is winding down coming off recent rains. And there's a few sprinkles and a couple of spotty showers out towards Omaha and down to Kansas City, St. Joe. That's the stuff that may impact us here later on tonight, but again, maybe just a couple of drops of rain at best from Champaign on northward. For the day today, last of the fog burning off I-70 corridor on southward, mostly sunny, milder, up around 75 later on today. We're currently 60 at Willard and Savoy, 56 at Rantoul, light west south southwest wind, increasing clouds tonight, and maybe a couple of drops of rain, particularly north of Champaign. After midnight tonight, low down to 57. Partly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow. Another good day's worth of drying out there on the fields and in the backyard. High near about 40 degrees. But we'll add a couple of more showers and thunderstorms into the mix late tomorrow night into Thursday. Probably 50-60% coverage. So not everyone will see it in quarter to half inch, I think, of the way we'll go in rainfall amounts. So hopefully nothing out of control. 60 tomorrow night, 83 on Thursday. Shower activity moves out early on Friday, partly sunny, again cooler at a high about 73. There may be a couple of drops Saturday night in rainfall, but otherwise dry for the rest of the weekend and early next week. Highs to about 75 Saturday, 72 Sunday, 78 Monday, back in the lower 80s. The next chance for a thunderstorm the middle part of next week. For CBD Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltke.
All right, cue the band. And I was walking in Memphis. Is Fox News radio and television star, television anchor, television reporter, not afraid to go anywhere. He is Griff Jenkins. How are you, Griff?
Hey, Stevie J. How are you? Good morning. I'm coming to you from the campus of George Washington University, which is there now in their sixth day of protesting. The last day of classes was yesterday. They've still got exams, but it is an interesting development because as we watch all of the violent protests happening at, you know, places like Columbia and NYU and now Virginia Commonwealth University down in Richmond, which is about 90 miles south of where I am, things have been under control. I've been out here for several days, and we did have on Sunday some clashes with police when the students took down the metal barricades, kind of closing off the university yard, which is like the center of where the protests and all these tents are. They tore those down, stacked them up, but there weren't any arrests. There wasn't the level of violence that we're seeing elsewhere. But what you do see that's the same on the other campuses are from all over the graffiti, the chalk on the sidewalk. You're seeing long live the Intifada from the river to the sea, the very chance that the Jewish students here, and there's a large Jewish student population, feel are anti-Semitic. So it's you know, developing here, and it's worth noting, you know, we're only about 5 blocks from the White House. Yeah. This is right in the backyard of the White House as they try and figure out how to deal with it. See?
Well, my policy would be very simple. You can protest as long as it's legal and it's First Amendment right stuff. That's good. Don't hurt anybody.
when you break the law and you start putting tents up, I call in my National Guard, Griff. You can't do that, man. You just can't do this.
Yeah, and we've got, you know, about 70 tents here. And the students aren't just GW. There's also students from some of the other campuses, Georgetown, American, and the like. But they are, you know, peacefully out here putting up all the signs, putting up all the tents. And the school, for the most part, is letting it happen. There's GW security here, you know, around the perimeter, keeping an eye on things. And there's D.C. police that have maintained a presence here every day as well, making sure things are not out of control. And it appears that the student protesters are in for the long haul. They have sort of the same demands you're seeing at other schools, which is they want the divestiture of any companies that do business with Israel. And they also want amnesty for any of these students, because the school did on Friday put students on notice that they could be suspended for obstructing things.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess my first move, Griff Jenkins, on the Tavins Towing phone line, live from Washington, D.C., in the campus of George Washington University, just blocks from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'll need to see an ID, sir.
Yes.
Because I want to know if you even belong here.
Is it actually a student? Now, Griff, you're saying students, but are they?
Well, that's a great point. The majority of the people that I've seen out here are students, but there are definitely some professional activists, some protesters that are part of the, as you know, the protest movement is always active about something here in D.C. And so we have definitely, I can tell you, I've seen and spoken to a handful of activists that are adults out here. And it's interesting, one of the students I spoke with, Sabrina Soffer, a Jewish student that's been pretty outspoken about what's happening here. She's a GW student. And she believes that much of what drove this was actually the faculty that sort of have been pushing them in this direction. And we've seen some faculty throughout the days out here standing in solidarity with the students. But an interesting sort of wrinkle in all of it, that the students here, at least Sabrina thinks, that this is all a result of professors have put driven part of the movement here.
You still there, Griff?
Sorry, there. Can you?
Yeah, see? That's better.
It's a little spotty.
Yeah, I got you. A couple more questions. Do they get to keep the parting gifts of the pup tents that were bought for them? How's that work?
I don't know. There's a whole, I think the REI outdoor store is probably sold out.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of tents out here. One of the things, though, that stands out more than anything that I put on social media, we've seen, I was showing it just a little while ago, is Washington in the center of the university yard, which is where all of this is. Statue covered, draped in a Palestinian flag and wearing that traditional Palestinian headdress, the keffiyeh. It's also graffiti on there reads title warmongering, so not perhaps a good look for the university.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the fine reporters I know, he is Griff Jenkins, but he'd rather be surfing.
Yes.
He's the oldest surfer in broadcast.
There's still hope for my senior professional career.
Yes, sir. You are the man. Keep it up. Stay safe. Thanks for the information, my friend.
Thank you, Jay.
Griff Jenkins live. If it has spotty cell phone coverage five blocks from the White House, would you think that'd be like, you're going to have a great cell, so it's going to be perfect?
Yeah.
You're in Washington. It's by the White House. I don't get it.
Interesting.
Anyway, we're not great signal here today, but great to hear Griff Jenkins. He's an anchor. He's a Fox television reporter. Always, he's at the border. This one's pretty easy. It's five blocks in the White House, so they're always around Washington,
D.C.
Very
good.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We jump to our sports headlines at a quarter after 8 o'clock. ESPN 93.5.
Some bad weather in Detroit yesterday. Has an old-fashioned doubleheader today. Kyle Gibson.
People
on the
don't
mound.
Know what that is, Diane.
Okay.
That's just amazing.
That's not emptying the ballpark after the first game.
You actually pay a ticket and get two games.
Yes.
That's the way we used to do
it. I love it.
I know. It's like, okay, oh boy, I get 18 innings.
Right.
And this is a true doubleheader, and so, Yeah, we'll carry the whole darn thing,
so
2 hours
no
worth.
No drive today.
No
then.
Drive today.
Okay.
No. So we've got two Cardinal games, and Jack Flaherty is actually pitching for the
yes.
Detroit Tigers.
That should make things interesting, yeah. too. So Kyle Gibson for the Cardinals, and then Steven Matz for that 5:40 start, approximately. Of course.
You're going to start 40 minutes after the conclusion of game one.
And the game one is 2:40 start here on ESPN 93.5.
Which backs that up 55 minutes for the pregame.
Okay.
You have a lot of baseball from. You said 2:40, so
mm-hmm.
150, 45. Okay. 145
okay.
is your pregame, 145. And then 40 minutes after the game ends is when you'd start the second game.
Love hearing yeah. MLB on the radio here on ESPN 93.5 and our country station, US 105.9. You're home for the Chicago Cubs with the winner yesterday, 3-1 over the New York Mets. It's a 6:10 start today over on US 105.9. Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox, 3-2 with a 6:40 start for that continuing series today. The transfer portal has Nico Moretti in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's two scholarship players, Ty Rogers and Trey Gibson.
So what do we need? I guess you need 12 scholarship players. Isn't that the number? So if we have in this Ben Humrickhouse,
yes,
is the guy that we think we have, but Derek Piper yesterday on the drive said, not a closed deal.
Right.
He's committed, but I think there's money involved in all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to sort that out. And then I think we need five more guys.
Right.
Five. So we'll have five if Ben comes, Humrickhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 6'9", shoots the three at 41%. Wow.
But Illinois is feeling good now that Orlando Antigua has been hired on board.
It's still probably coming down to the money, right? It's
yep.
Orlando's big time, but I think, you know, is the center from Kentucky who played 18 minutes a game really asking for $1 million a year?
Man.
He's probably the number one shot blocker, and we do need a five.
But didn't he average only like 18 minutes?
No, yeah, 18 minutes a game, and he didn't score much. He's good
right.
on the alley-oop, but he's great at shot blocking.
I know, but
what's
that's
the value
a lot
of
money.
Who's the arbiter of how much? Who decides what's worth what? Who's worth what?
Can you put stuff in there like, you know, get a degree at the U of I?
What do you mean? You have to earn that. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Some well, kind of clause I'm not, if you another, have that much money yeah,
in other
what
words,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
another, stay committed to us.
Well, maybe they'll change that, but you decide when you kind of inferred they should go to school. Oh,
right.
You want to be like North Carolina. Okay, I got you.
We actually hey, go to school.
You've worked hard to grow your farm and agribusiness forward. Busey suggests you use the Busey Hag Services and Busey Wealth Management to really figure it out. If you want a succession plan, if you're a farmer, who's taking over? If you assume somebody is, you probably ought to line that up. Know the difference between succession and estate planning. Transfer your assets. Well, that can be complicated. Ensure your wishes are clear and understood. You can get all this down at Busey Ag Services and Busey Wealth Management. That's what they do. Put your trust in two experienced and talented teams, Busey Ag Services and Busey Wealth Management. For exceptional expertise and individualized solutions, call 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com, cultivating growth for more than 155 years. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. Our weather this morning on ESPN 93.5 brought to you by State Farm Insurance and Kurt Lenschow. Like a good neighbor, Kurt and State Farm are there. Our meteorologist Greg Solier just ahead of the Fox Business News. That's coming up next.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Havana, vicinity, much better days worth of weather ahead for the day today. And generally speaking, a dry setup expected till Thursday. That'll be the next complex frontal boundary, and a couple of disturbances along it will increase the showery weather prospects around here for the end part of the weekend, early on into the weekend. Another weather system in sight by mid next week, but temperatures stay mild to warm. 75 today with a little patchy fog around this morning early on, and a mostly sunny balance of the day. Light west southwest wind, increasing clouds tonight. tonight. Stray shower chance after midnight down to 57. Partly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow. Up around 80 in a southwest to south wind. Could be a shower thunderstorm after midnight tomorrow night too. Low down to about 60. Warm and more humid weather Thursday. Partly sunny. A couple of showers, thunderstorms around morning. More so for the afternoon. Up to 83. Shower chance here with a cooler Friday. That'll be in the morning hours. The shower threat at 73. 75 on Saturday. Could be a shower late in the day. Sunday, Monday dry with high temperatures. Still well in the 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground on the employment cost index, rising 1.2% in the first quarter. It's a sign companies are paying more for their staff. The increase is the largest in a year and a half. McDonald's shares are losing ground after its first disappointing quarter in more than 2 years. Its sales growth came in weaker than Wall Street was expecting. Chief Executive Chris Kempczinski says consumers are more discriminating with every dollar they spend. McDonald's also has been impacted by the Middle East conflict and China's slower recovery. Coca-Cola reported an upbeat quarter, and its earnings and revenue both topped expectations. The Federal Reserve is meeting today and tomorrow. Amazon reports earnings after the Wall Street close. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. On December 14th, 2010, U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed in the line of duty in Arizona. The investigation exposed the ATF's botched Operation Fast and Furious. This week, I'm joined by retired ATF Deputy Assistant Director Peter Furcelli as he discusses how he became a whistleblower and the lengths he had to go through to clear his name for telling the truth. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Invest in yourself with free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in fees, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National. They offer excellent annual percentage yields with no service fees or minimum balance. All you have to do is have 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit a month. It's as easy as that as you maximize your money with your bank and get ready to invest in you. Learn more at FisherNational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Relax.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding
College Relations Sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax. Call 917-359-7293.
Well, Diane mentioned it. Mutt Strut is coming up this Sunday. And Champaign County Humane Society continues their good work in trying to place these wonderful, adoptable, lovable.
Right. And today is National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day.
For her first time on radio ever, Sarah Shepherd has joined us now.
Love it.
Not your first rodeo. Sarah, how are you?
Not too bad, Stevie. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Always love talking about the Champaign County Humane Society. So what's the point of Mutt Strut again?
So the Mutt Strut is our annual celebration of all things dog, and it's a wonderful day out in the park for dogs and their people, and it doubles as a fundraiser for the Humane Society. So this is an event where dogs are not only welcome, but they're encouraged to come, you know, because there are so many places that are a little like, you know, we've got a pet-friendly patio.
Yep.
But this specific event is like, bring your dog and let's have a lot of fun.
You can even make some art with the paws or something, right?
Yes, this is hands down one of my favorite things is seeing the dog doing their paw painting. And we use pet safe paint. You put a dab a little paint on your dog's paw. You make like a you can let them walk on it. You can help them press their paws on it, and then we'll hang it up to dry. And then when you're ready to leave Mutt Strut, you can grab it and take it home with you.
Some contests too, right, Sarah?
Yeah. So this is so much fun. The paw painting is sponsored by our good friends at Colorfill Air Filters.
Mm-hmm.
And then the contest, oh my gosh, the peanut butter licking contest. Even if you don't have a dog and you want to come as a bonus human, it's just like a $5 donation to the Humane Society. But, you know, imagine 60 to 70 to 100 dogs in different categories of like small dogs, medium dogs, and big dogs. Each having their own opportunity to lick a ball of frozen peanut butter off a plate as fast as they can. It is so much fun. It is so much fun.
Yeah, they'll do everything for peanut butter. That's a good one. There's no doubt.
And you
about
have
it.
Things like food trucks if you aren't into peanut butter, and beer from Triptych.
Exactly.
I love it. So
yeah, so Triptych has been one of our longtime supporters of Mutt Strut, and the fundraising aspect of it is we've had people sign up their dogs, and they've been reaching out to their network of friends and family and coworkers raising money, and the pet, because it's not just limited to dogs when it comes to fundraising, the pet that raises the most money for Mutt Strut becomes the top dog, and their face will be featured on the label of an upcoming Triptych brew this fall.
Yes, I love that.
Fun stuff. Champaign County Humane Society. I honestly would struggle if I had to work there because I just want to take them
right.
home. I mean, there's so many. Ugh. I see those ads where the animal cruelty ads, and I have
I know.
I have to just turn it.
The Sarah McLachlan tune in the background.
Man.
I know. And if I could impart one thing to you guys, so I've been giving a lot of tours at our new shelter, and, you know, if I could plug the fact that, you know, we are open in our new location in Champaign. Sometimes we have people going out to the old place in Urbana, but we are open in our new location
right.
in Champaign.
And where is that?
It's at 4003 Kearns Drive, so it's just south of the intersection of Bailey and Springfield in Champaign.
Which in Springfield? It was what in Springfield?
Staley in Springfield.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's near me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. South of Champaign.
I'll be sure not to come. And I can't. And cute little doggies. Exactly. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Oh boy.
I know, right?
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Congratulations. So, can I get a tour? Can we do tours? Can people call and say I want a tour?
I mean, yeah. Just email me, and I will see if I can coordinate a time and give, you know, what I like to call the nickel tour.
Sure, that's all you need. That's all you need. But it's, you like it. It's a nice facility, I take it, huh?
It really is. And one thing we've heard from a lot of people is that a common refrain is that they've been to a lot of animal shelters, and the animals seem sad. And, you know, and like you said, Stevie, you know, it would be so hard seeing these sad faces. Mm. But with our new facility, it's bright, there's lots of sunshine and natural light that comes in. And we've gotten the comments from a lot of people that, you know, the animals, obviously, they're looking for homes, but they don't seem so sad, so desperate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that speaks just so huge of the thought and the planning that went into the new facility, and to our volunteers, our dedicated volunteers, and our, you know, staff members who take care of these animals every day.
It's awesome. You're doing good work. All right, Mutt Strut Sunday.
You can find out details about, you know, Mutt Strut and the home-to-home program. I love that idea. There's just all the things that Sarah was informing us about at cuhumane.org.
Sarah, thanks for being on. Always a pleasure.
You bet, guys. Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later.
All right, take care.
Sarah Shepherd, she's a longtime radio person.
Uh-huh, right in town. And Sunday is when the event will happen at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana from 4 to 7.
All right, it's the last half hour of the program. You're always welcome to text us on the Fisher National Bank text line. That is 217-359-2255. And you are always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to chime in on whatever we've been talking
about. We're ESPN 93.5. And we always podcast the show, too.
Fata University, Columbia University's Hamilton Hall, occupied by Gaza protesters who hung an Intifada banner after the university failed to enforce Monday's deadline to take down the campus tent city. Overnight, the protesters smashed into the dean's building. With protests at 20 universities in 16 states, police moving in today at Yale and UNC Chapel Hill. New York Congressman Dan Muser says about time.
They want to be called anarchists, but really what they are is they're simply criminals engaged in destruction.
On Fox Business, police at UT Austin say many arrested are not students who had a stash of baseball-sized rocks. Terrible toll in Charlotte, North Carolina. 4 officers killed, 4 wounded, as U.S. Marshals try to serve a warrant on a felon. The Trump trial resuming in New York with a banker for the former president's disgraced former lawyer, Michael Cohen. America is listening to Fox News.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Here's a look at local news. Teen is dead and follows a crash in Mattoon over the weekend. 17-year-old died following the accident Saturday near Woodlawn Avenue. Coles County Coroner's Office identified the victim as Daniel Brummett. The investigation continues. Calumet City man charged with murder in a Champaign shooting in February. Police say a man shot February 19 in the 700 block of West Vine Street. Victim treated and released. Investigators determined the man seated in his car in a driveway when Alan Williams approached the car, opened fire. Williams then fled. An investigation underway. It follows an armed robbery in Urbana. Police say a masked man armed with a gun enters a business Friday in the 1500 block of North Cunningham Avenue, demanding money. The cashier gave him an unknown amount, then fled the scene on foot to a nearby apartment complex where he was seen entering a four-door sedan. Anyone on his whereabouts, you're asked to contact police in this incident. But that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and it's Saturday. Pretty decent spell ahead over the next couple of days. Next significant weather system due in for the second half of the week. And by and large, pretty acceptable weather. Pleasant temperatures over the upcoming weekend time frame. Another one of these spring weather systems due in the middle part of next week as well. A little patchy fog around this morning. Mostly sunny skies, milder weather, otherwise 75. And a light west-southwest wind. Clouds gather tonight. Could be a stray shower, especially north of Champaign. After midnight tonight, not at 57. Partly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow, the high around 80. Better odds for a shower thunderstorm after midnight tomorrow night, lows near 60, and a warmer, more humid Thursday. A couple of showers, thunderstorms around both morning and afternoon. These tending to be more scattered in nature at 83. Lingering shower chance Friday, cooler at 73. Weekend forecast, not bad. Maybe a shower late Saturday night, dry Sunday and Monday. High temperatures still well into the 70s, back to 80. And a shower thunderstorm chance next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, talked a lot about the campus disruptions. We've got it here. I'm not sure this morning what the latest is. I think they're still there. Tents are up in parts. I don't think it's as big or as active, so to speak, as some of these others like Yale and Columbia. And it's not that bad, mm-hmm. at least yet. Mm-hmm. I know that the police are working hard, our administration working hard on.
Absolutely.
All right, ESPN 93.5. So a phone call from a UCLA parent of a Jewish student to the UCLA police about their child not being allowed to be on campus and blocked from entering a building. And the parent has released this as it gave permission, and so it appeared on Twitter. So here's the perspective of a Jewish family with all of this going on, this anti-Semitic, hateful stuff.
They said because he's Jewish, he cannot enter that area and that they won't issue him a wristband.
That wasn't a university thing. That's probably the protesters that are out there.
Right. So are the protesters allowed to not allow a student who pays tuition access to their class in the library?
No, they're not allowed. But unfortunately, they have kind of taken over that little area right there. But is there any other entrance that your son can enter through?
No, they are barricading every area for him to get into. And you know, with all due respect, why is that even tolerated? Like, why should a Jewish kid have to go to another entrance?
It's I don't know if I'm going to say it's tolerated, but unfortunately the police are not intervening with that right now. And this is coming from the university, so if you had any questions or concern, you would take it with the university itself.
So the university has taken a stance that they will not, in fact, allow or help Jewish students get to their classes, that this is going to be tolerated.
We've received a directive to not intervene at this time, yes.
And at what point, have they given a directive to you at what point you should intervene?
As far as right now, no.
Okay. Is there anything we can do as concerned parents about...
I would suggest contacting the chancellor's office or higher ups in the university with your concerns. I do have a phone number, but I don't know if they're going to have a different answer, but I can give you a phone number.
Yeah. Could you give me that number?
310.
Mm-hmm.
825.
Mm-hmm.
2563, and you can ask your questions and express your concerns there and see if they have an answer for you.
Okay, lastly, just so I know, at what point does UCPD get involved? Because if my child's safety...
If your son needs police assistance, and he can contact us.
So I'm calling and saying he needs police assistance to get into his class, that people aren't letting him into his class.
We're not forcing them to move out of the area. That's what, if he's getting attacked or he has a police concern, then yes. But the fact that it's just blocked off, they're not intervening with that right now.
So if he physically gets attacked, at that point, we should contact you.
All I'm saying is we're not blocking the entrances.
So you're allowing the protesters to block the Jewish students from going?
I'm not allowing it.
Yeah.
The school is saying that they will not be removed at this time.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Wow.
UCLA, okay. Once again.
Yeah, UCLA, a concerned Jewish mother, right. And apparently she even hesitated and said, well, if he's attacked, do I call him? What the world? So here's the message. Jewish people, stay away. That's your message. What in the world are you tolerating that for? We wouldn't tolerate that. Why are we doing it? It is the culture of a university to want to, you know, really step back, get your people together, and take time. That's just the culture. And probably not a bad idea to talk about and talk. I'm not saying, but that is clear. You can't block them. You can't take over an area. What are you doing? You don't take over an area.
And this is the time of year where you need to go to the library and finish up
time.
Your research and study for finals.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I would be really, really bad at these positions because I would make a decision rather quickly. Breaking the law, you are spewing what could be deemed as violent speech.
Yes, mm-hmm. Hate speech.
And you can't camp out. There's no tents allowed. We have that clearly in our policy. And you got to go. And if you're not going to go, then I'll make you go. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. We get our gear on and we're forced to do it. And you can say police brutality all you want. But when you don't obey the law, I'll make you do that in this instance.
That's what happens when you break the law.
Well,
there's consequences.
They just get video. People say, look how rough they're supposed to talk it through. Get a counselor. We're moving you off the property.
Right.
So what do you want to do with this? And it's going to be on your record. It's going to be a felonious act. And when you resist, you'll be resisting. And that's another charge. Anyway, it is beyond comprehension what we're allowing. The whole point. You don't allow it. Your people in there said, okay, look what they're doing in Texas, Florida. They don't do that. They just move them out. That's what you do. But we're not like that. Depends on where you live. It depends on the politics of where you live. Anyway, 842-217-359-2255. You got anything coming in the text line, feel free. I am Stevie J. It's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
We got sports headlines and weather before we get out of here. Stand by.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality, service, and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.3% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All right, check your sports headlines, quarter till nine.
Kyle Gibson on the mound for the first game that starts at 2:40 here on US 105.9 against Jack Flaherty for the Detroit Tigers.
He went to Baltimore, and it was just okay. And now he signed a free agent deal with Detroit, and Jack can be very, very good. So we'll see.
I mean,
what happens.
How many years with the Cardinals?
Oh, I don't know, 4 or 5.
Okay.
He was really good, and there was a half a year he was unhittable, and that's kind of what we thought Cardinals were going to get. Maybe it's been 5 years ago since that happened. Huh. So Jack's now probably 30, so aging.
That's crazy. It seems like yesterday.
I know.
Stevie.
I know.
All right, and then we have a doubleheader because of the rain and inclement conditions yesterday. So a 5:40 start approximately for St. Louis and Detroit later on with Steven Matz on the mound. Cubbies over the New York Mets, 3-1. They'll be in New York for the 6:10 start over on US 105.9. Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox, 3-2. And the White Sox and Minnesota Twins will be at it at 6:40 today. Illinois and Indiana State, number 24, with a 6 o'clock first pitch. What's also trending in Illini Nation is the transfer portal with Nico Moretti. Only two scholarship players left with Ty Rogers and Trey Gibbs Lawhorn. And Kansas City Chiefs lock in a deal with Travis Kelce. That's another trending story that he's got another year. Who needs Taylor? She can shake it off. He's making enough money. He can pick up the tab on dinner now.
He was making enough before.
Exactly.
$17 million. Yeah.
That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
This is Eric Bowen with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Illini football star Isaiah Williams on why he lives at Pacifica on Green in Champaign.
Everything is literally luxury, and the price that you get in this stuff for it is crazy. Like one of the nicest apartments complex I've seen, from the moment you walk into the building to the elevators to when you get in the room. Everything is just luxury, top notch, and you're getting it for a good price.
To learn more about it or book a tour, go to PacificaOnGreen.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Bennett is Saturday. Much better days worth of weather ahead for the day-to-day. And generally speaking, a dry setup expected till Thursday. That'll be the next complex frontal boundary, and a couple of disturbances along it will increase the showery weather prospects around here for the end part of the weekend, early on into the weekend. Another weather system in sight by mid-next week, but temperatures stay mild to warm. 75 today with a little patchy fog around this morning early on, and a mostly sunny balance of the day. Light west-southwest wind, increasing clouds tonight. Stray shower chance after midnight down to 57. Partly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow. Up around 80 in a southwest to south wind. Could be a shower thunderstorm after midnight tomorrow night too. Low down to about 60. Warm and more humid weather Thursday. Partly sunny. A couple of showers, thunderstorms around morning. More so for the afternoon. Up to 83. Shower chance here with a cooler Friday. That'll be in the morning hours. The shower threat at 73. 75 on Saturday. Could be a shower late in the day. Sunday, Monday dry with high temperatures. Still well in the 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Beatles, just Greg Soldier.
All right. ESPN 5. We're here in Nathaniel's son Thursdays with his Did You Know.
Yes.
We have Christian's son. We have Gracie daughter, but we don't really call her Benjamin's son.
Yeah.
It's my middle triplet who's here in the studio for the last few minutes of the program. How are you?
Doing great. And happy to be here, Dad. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. We're working with some people. You know, before 2024 started, we talked about digital marketing, and Benjamin's our partner in that. And getting some good results, and digital has been out there a long time. We were slow in kind of crafting a plan, but we are now doing radio/digital, and we got a really good guy doing it.
Yeah.
Tell people what you can do for them. I mean, what is it that you can do?
What I love about digital marketing is I get to help small businesses figure out how to grow. And oftentimes, it's not exactly what you think it is these days, because traditional marketing is powerful. But digital marketing has something very special about it, and typically it has a lot of data. It has a lot of data that we can look at and point at and say, this is working, this isn't working, and then we can tweak, and we have a lot of information to go off of.
Is it for everybody, do you think, or just a matter of how the shoe fits, right?
You have to have a business that's ready to grow. So if you're not ready for that, then it's probably not quite right. But we can help people build websites, manage social media pages, as well as get traffic to social media pages, get traffic to websites, which obviously brings in more business. And those are just a few of the things. But it is a very well-rounded situation with digital marketing, because there's so much you can do, but you also have to understand it. And it is increasingly dense with all of the things that are happening in the world of technology.
Yeah, lots to go. And we combine that with our local radio. And then we have a pretty powerful combination. We were doing some recruitment for Frasca.
Yeah.
And we were getting, you figured out how to get them on 100 different job boards around the world. And that we were getting applications from everywhere.
That's great.
And we can target the Champaign County if you're looking for.
Exactly.
Not just Indeed. We can do other things.
Yeah. That's just one application for it. That's right. Recruiting is definitely a very awesome thing you can do with this technology and with digital marketing. And we were able to help Frasca a lot, and happy to help.
Yeah, it's kind of like baseball and analytics. Everything is now analyzed in numbers. That's what you're doing with digital. So
it's data-centered, which is the way it should be.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to help people grow, isn't it, Benjamin?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Like I said, it's a lot of fun to work with small business owners and figure it out. We just get to brainstorm and think about where the priorities are and make it happen.
And what's your website?
It's willowcress.com. That's willowcress.com.
And they're our partner in radio. And if you are
somebody
that knows you need to be there, but you don't know how, call Diane.
And oftentimes.
I can connect you.
Yeah,
you
that's right. That's Diane right, can connect you. And it is a dense area, figuring out how you can use the online world to help your business and what you're working on. But that's often what I am for.
my clients is I'm the tech guy.
Yeah.
I just help them figure it out.
Right. And getting them through the weeds,
that's
Benjamin.
Right. Sometimes their email's not working. Yeah. And I'll help with that too.
Absolutely.
No, I know. No, it's like hand him your phone. He'll fix it. That kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, terrific. And again, to go to your website, see some of the examples of what you offer. It's what?
Willowcrest.com.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Easy to find. Okay.
You know, StevieJay.com. If you want to hit up our website and send us a note, we'll get you to Benjamin. Okay. But we can take it up a notch and bring you more clients for sure.
And a lot of times, who are they? Well, he's Benjamin's son, so you can trust that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, even if there's a lot of traditional advertising going on, there's still very likely a benefit with digital.
Yeah. No, everybody.
And there's a lot of things you can do. Even with Google, you can do something called Google Ads. That's a very, very powerful tool in itself.
Well,
that almost anyone could benefit from.
A lot of people think they need to be there. They just don't know how. So we're here for you.
Right.
Benjamin, thanks for dropping by. Appreciate that. Good to see you.
Thank you, Dad.
My son, Benjamin's son. All right, we're done. We'll be back tomorrow. Doubleheader Cardinals later today on air. No drive today. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you.
We'll be back in the morning. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
Jesse with Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed? Your drain lines don't work? Call us today. Have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
So you live in the country or a rural area, but you struggle with internet, right? Well, not anymore. MF Wireless is your premier rural high-speed internet provider. Macomber Farms Wireless is a local internet provider. It started in Camargo. Their focus, providing you reliable, high-speed internet with friendly and fast customer service. Just go to MF, as in Macomber Farms, mfwireless.com. Check for coverage. mfwireless.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Escape the ordinary and embark on an unforgettable adventure with Stevie J Travel with Larry and Elena Kemper. Hi, it's Stevie J. Picture yourself aboard a small yacht departing from the enchanting city of Dubrovnik, Croatia. As the gentle breeze carries the scent of the Adriatic Sea, you'll set sail toward the captivating Dalmatian Islands. Over 10 magnificent days, immerse yourself in the Mediterranean lifestyle where every moment is a celebration of beauty and tranquility. Explore hidden coves, swim in crystal clear waters, and stroll through seaside villages. With Stevie J Travel, every detail is taken care of, from luxurious accommodations to delectable onboard dining experiences. Relax on deck as the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and pink. This is more than a cruise. It's a journey of discovery and delight. Escape to paradise with Stevie J Travel. Visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com for details. Your Mediterranean adventure awaits.
Tappan's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the